We'll discuss some Inyanei Pesach Sheni. Since on the calendar today it says it's Yudalet Iyar, it's the 14th of Iyar, which is a month after Pesach, the 14th of Nisan. And we'll discuss the Minchas Chinuch on whether actually there is a Pesach Sheni at all, Bizman Hazeh. So there's a whole discussion in the Gemara and the Poskim regarding what is the nature of the din of Pesach Sheni. The Gemara in the end of Psachim, the ninth perek, discusses whether Pesach Sheni is a regel b'fnei atzmo. Is it an independent holiday, like Pesach Rishon? Pesach Sheni is its own independent entity, or no? It's Tashlumin L'Rishon. Someone who did not bring Karban on Pesach Rishon, Derech Rechoka, Tameh, whatever the reason, so that person has to bring one on Pesach Sheni. Is it a makeup, or is it an independent then? So the Gemara says, how will we figure out my nafkamina? The Gemara gives us the lemdis. What's the nafkamina? What about a ger sheniskayer ben Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni? A ger that converts between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, is he chayev to bring a karbon on Pesach Sheni? Or a katan shehigdil, or someone who is a katan on Pesach Rishon, and now is a gadol on Pesach Sheni, is he chayev in bringing a korban? So the Gemara says it depends. According to Rev Nassan, who says it's tashlumin l'rishon, so there's only tashlumin if you're chayev in the first place. Let's say I'm chayev in something, I'm obligated in mincha, and I forget to daven mincha. So I daven a meir of this tashlumin. But if I'm not obligated in something, there's nothing to make up. So therefore, according to Rav Nassan, that Pesach Sheni isn't an independent holiday, it's just a tashlumin. So a ger and a katan does not bring a karban on Pesach Sheni. But according to Rebbe, that it's a regel b'fnei atzmo, it's an independent holiday, so therefore, one who is obligated on, one who is a gadol, or one who is a Jew, on Pesach Sheni, even though they weren't a Jew on Pesach Rishon, or even though they weren't a gadol on Pesach Rishon, according to Rebbe, it's a regel b'fnei atzmo, and they'd be chayev to bring their own karban. So that's the machlokas in the Gemara, the nafka mina, whether a ger sheniskay or a katan shehigdil. So we passing like Rebbe that it's a rego b'fnei atzmo. There's a third sheet that the Nitziv claims the different readings in the Sifri. So the Nitziv says he wants to make a split between the two sheets that we don't have in our Gemara, but perhaps you can make a difference between a ger and a katan, that a ger has no shaychus to Pesach Sheni. In other words, really you could hold it's tashlumin l'rishon. So if it's tashlumin l'rishon, so a ger has no shaychus. Perhaps you could argue, even if it is tashlumin l'rishon, that maybe you could argue a katan is chayev, because maybe a katan becomes chayev achar zman. He has a din d'rabbanan, a chinuch of other things. So therefore, the tziv raises the possibility, or he says that shita that says even within according to regel b'fnei atzmo, you're both chayev. According to we have it in the Gemara tashlumin, they're both pater, they're both exempt. However, perhaps you could even within the shita of tashlumin l'rishon, you could argue there's a difference between a katan and a ger. That even, that at the Tchilas Pesach, He was a katan on Pesach Rishon, but he knew he'd become a gadol later, so therefore he becomes chayev la'achar zman. Like we have a famous machlokes between the Maharam Rutenberg and the Rush regarding a katan. We know that in general there's a machlokes Rishon and Machronim on whether there's chinach and avelos or not. We paskin know that there is no chinach by avelos. However, katan rips kriya because, as the Gemara says, kriya luchud and avelos luchud. So therefore, there is a din of kriya. So the question is, if someone, a katan, becomes a gadol toch shloshim, in toch shloshim of the avelos, a katan becomes a gadol. So there's a whole discussion. We know there's something called a shmua kruva and a shmua rechoka. If you hear within the first 30 days, you're a Shemua Rechoka and you have the regular din of Avelis. If you have a Shemua Rechoka, so then there's other halachas. Maybe you do one day, there's a discussion. But there's a whole discussion within that, 30 days from when? 30 days from the Kfura, or 30 days from the Misa. So in general, we'll see that we're going to go halacha l'dibrei hameikel b'aveilus. We're going to be lenient on it. But, so, that seems to be the issue here, that according to the Maharam, a katan is chayev because when right now he's a chayev l'achar zman, he becomes chayev as a katan, and l'achar zman, I guess he's not chayev as a katan, but the chiyuv begins right away, and since he becomes whenever he becomes a gadol, it becomes chayev, and hence katan would be chayev in avelis. And the Rosh says no, but since he was patur, so it seems to be a similar issue here in terms of it's a similar issue in terms of tashlumin, but. So he's saying over here, like a katan, to a katan, maybe you could argue if it is tashlum and become, he was chayev, and once he becomes a gadol, you know, he's chayev, he's exempt as a katan, but he's chayev l'achar zman. Like there's a Gemara in Shabbos about if a katan becomes a gadol in the middle of Shabbos, so in terms of what you're mechuyev in or not. So either way, it's a machloket in the Gemara between Rebbe and Rav Nassan, whether Pesach Sheni is Tashlumin L'Rishon, or is it a Rego B'fnei Atzmo, and Nafkamina Gershon Iskaya Katan Shehigdil, and Nitzir brings down the third Shita, that maybe even within Tashlumin L'Rishon, you can make a Chiluk between a Katan and a Ger. This issue actually ties into the Shaila of a Katan Shehigdil in the middle of Sfira to Omer. So the katan who's been counting, when he becomes chayev min haTorah, can he continue to count? Can you need tamimus? There's a whole discussion. I think the Rambam shita that it's true a ger is putter, but if a katan is putter, but if a katan brought a karban, if he was included in the chabura on Pesach Rishon, he can be exempt from Pesach Sheni. So if that's the case, so one can argue as though a katan's counting beforehand can count for later on. So either way, that's a whole discussion about a katan shehigdil. I guess it'd be also someone who converts in the middle of Judaism, in the middle of Sfira, in terms of, you know, they certainly didn't have any tamimah, so perhaps, you know, they can't count with a bracha. I guess they could discuss if they were counting before and that, but it would be, see, for me, a katan's different than a ger. A katan still might be, has more shaykhah to the mitzvah since he's going to become a gadol. In fact, and that's the issue by, Tashlumin, that we know this, you have those three shittas. So, what about if someone is anus? on Pesach Rishon? Is he chayav on Pesach Sheni? So some Achronim want to say regarding Tefillah, of your own on Tefillah, it seems to be a Machlokas Prisha, and the Taz seems to be a Machlokas Achronim, and whether there's Tashumen. So Rav Chanan says, what's the talk about? It's a Mefurish Gemara, he claims. What's the machlokas here, the Taz and the Prisha? It's a mistake. Everyone has to agree that he can, that there is Tashrumin, as we'll see. So that's the whole discussion here with Rabbi Chanan we'll get into. So the question is, Bizman Hazeh, we no longer have a Beis HaMikdash. So the Minchas Chinuch raises, the Mishnah Sinek wrote this in different times because it seems to be steerers and he wrote different things. But what if you built the Beis HaMikdash before Pesach Sheni? Would you bring a carbon on Pesach Sheni? So the Mishnah Sinek claims, well, it's a machlokas tanoim, machlokas in the Yerushalmi, whether you bring a Pesach Sheni today. However, elsewhere, the Mishnah Sinek writes, that's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi. But in another place he writes, the Bavli says it's Pashit. That no, there is no Chiyav to say, there is no Chiyav of Pesach Sheni. The Mishnah claims, it's Banazeh, that it doesn't exist, Pesach Sheni. Because he's saying it's not a calendaric, it's not a day on the calendar, it's not the 14th of Iyar. It's, the Gemara says, I think in Daf Pei, Ayin Tes, it's 30 days after Rov Chai Yisrael brings the Karban Pesach Rishon B'Tahara. So if you have Rov Chai Yisrael Tomei or Mia Tahara bring, then there is no din of Pesach Sheni. So the Minchas Chinuch says, there's no discussion. There's no chi of a Pesach. So even if you build a Beis HaMikdash, there's no chi of a Pesach Sheni because Rov Klai Yisrael did not bring the Karban Pesach Rishon Betara. So that's how some say Bizman Hazeh. So Bizman Hazeh, it should come out that everyone should agree there's no Tachanun, meaning the Minhag Svard is not to say Tachan, Eid Tachan is a, no Tachan is a Zecher to remember, but the Minhag Ashkenaz that there is Tachanim because there is no Pesach Sheni. In fact, the embroiders which follow many Svardi customs, so they, the whole issue anyway would be Yud Dalet Iyar in the afternoon. Shacharis wouldn't be the question, it would be on Mincha. Mincha, so this, they follow the Svari, not to. So perhaps the Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayim, that would be an issue. So if you hold, so Ashkenaz hold, you say Tachanan. So perhaps they hold it's not to, you know, it's not a din in the Rego, it's in a Rego B'fnei Atzmo, and Svardi seem to say, you know, there's no tachana, but the Minchas Chinuch points out this whole issue is only on Yudalot Iyar. Number one, there's no Pesach Sheni today. Even if when there is, it's only after Chatzos. In fact, that's the whole discussion because even on Pesach, it's Yudalot Achatzos. It's called Pesach. In other words, there's a Ramah quotes from the Or Zaruah about there's no Avelis Achar Chatzos on Erev Pesach. So therefore, if someone's sitting Shiva, so Achar Chatzos, So on Erev Pesach, it's mafkia. And Tosfos disagrees and says, no, it's not a din. It's not true on Erev Pesach either, but the Or Zeruah and the Ramah quotes it. And many people think it's a din all year round, that Chatzos on Erev Shabbos. No, the din is only Erev Pesach, and we seem to go with cool in both directions. Like, if you're already in Shiva, so then that's it. It's Mafkia. But according to Or Zeruah, if the Kfura happened after Chatzos, so it's like a din of Cholamai. You wouldn't start Shiva until after Pesach's over. However, we go with Kula, and if a person had a Kfura after Achar Chatzos on Pesach, we go with Kula, and we could say the Pesach is Mafkia, the Shiva. So they point out that this whole issue is only Yudalit Iyar after Chatzos, whether we should do it or not. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch discusses in different places. He goes into the issue, what about Bizman Hazeh, if the Beis HaMikdash were built, what would happen? And just to conclude, more Derech Makshava, that's what they point out, that Pesach Sheni is a person should strive to be a Pesach Sheni Yid. A Pesach Sheni Yid is someone who strives to do things they're not commanded in. Pesach Sheni only came out when the Jewish people went to Moshe, and they said, "What, we feel so bad. We missed it. What can we do to make it up?" So you have to show a chiba. You have to show you want it. Like we do on the mitzvah of tzitzis. Tzitzis is a conditional mitzvah. You have to wear a four-cornered garment. If you're not wearing a four-cornered garment, you're not chayiv. So therefore, one would have to go out of their way. We go out of our way and show we want to do extra mitzvahs. And that was the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was mitzvah. He wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael so he can fulfill the mitzvahs at Tuyas Baretz. What's he getting all worked up about? He's not chayiv in them, so why does he need to go? The answer is, he wanted to put himself in a situation where he's chayiv to do all the mitzvahs. That's the yisod of Pesach Sheni, a second chance, and one who has to come, one needs the ratzon. That if you feel bad that you missed something, and you want to go ahead and able to make it up.